Well, it is a privilege and an honor to be here tonight in my home church, and an opportunity to be able to bring God's word. As Pastor said, we're working in Morelos, Coahuila, and just kind of southwest of San Antonio, about 3 hours directly from that major town there. About an hour over the border is the little town Morelos. And we're able to do ministries there, working, and as far as assisting in the church, and having most of the children and youth ministries, and working with them, and my wife also as well. And so just doing a little at a time, and the Lord willing, we pray that we'll be able to start a new work, and wherever the Lord would have us to go, as far as in the country of Mexico. And so it's a blessing, and learning a lot of things, and as you go in the ministry, and of course the Lord is there to always lead and direct, and I'm just so thankful to be able to be His servant and to be able to serve Him in such a way. And it wasn't my decision to be a missionary. God called me to be a missionary, and He put a desire in my heart, and that's all I can really say that it is. And just one step at a time, He leads and directs us. And with His power and strength, I pray that I can be sustained and be faithful unto Him. And we'll take your Bibles and let's turn to Acts chapter 1. We'll look in two books tonight in the Bible, but first of all, we'll read these first verses, Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. Acts chapter 1. I'll read verses 6 through 11 of some familiar passages of Scripture, of course. Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 11. The Scriptures read, "When they therefore were come together, they asked of Him, saying, Lord, wilt Thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And He said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in His own power. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And when He had spoken these things, while they beheld, He was taken up, and a cloud received Him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as He went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank You for this opportunity. And Lord, I just pray You bless the preaching of Your word. And Lord, I pray that Christ will be lifted up. And pray that tonight Your Spirit would just speak to our hearts. And that You'd have Your will and way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. When Jesus Christ came from heaven to earth, of course we know He came in light of the birth of the Virgin Mary. Around at the age of 30 years old, Jesus Christ started His ministry, preaching the gospel, healing the sick, and started the first church in Jerusalem. After 3.5 years, it was time for Jesus to die on the cross. For man's sins, He was buried and resurrected the third day. In verse 3 of Acts 1, the Bible says, "For 40 days He showed Himself alive." In verse 9, Christ was taken up by a cloud. If you can just imagine being there and seeing Christ lifted up into heaven on a cloud and out of the sight, and lifting up as He went to heaven. If you can just imagine seeing such a sight. In verse 11, the Bible tells us this same Jesus went to heaven. And this same Jesus will come again to the earth. This same Jesus who spoke the words of eternal life. This same Jesus who healed the sick. This same Jesus who has the nail scars in His hands and in His feet. We were not there to see and hear Jesus, but we believe by faith. John 20, verse 29, Jesus said, "Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed." You know, the Bible tells us Jesus Christ is in heaven. Where in heaven? And what is He doing? The Bible tells us where and tells us what He's doing. Turn to Hebrews chapter 4. This is where we'll take our several passages of scripture tonight. Hebrews chapter 4. I'd like to read verse 14. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Again, the Bible tells us again that Jesus is in heaven. And the Bible tells us the specific place of Jesus where he is, and that is at the right hand of God's throne. Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Hebrews 8:1, now the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. Hebrews 10:12, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for the sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God. Jesus Christ is at this moment in heaven at the right hand of God. Jesus Christ is there as a high priest, as we read in verse 14. To understand what a high priest is, we need to know what a high priest did in the Old Testament. You know, the book of Exodus and Leviticus tells us of the place of the service of a high priest. And the book of Hebrews gives us an understanding of these truths. And as we know, in the Old Testament, the high priest would offer a sacrifice for the people and for himself in the tabernacle. Once a year, he would enter into the Holy of Holies and lay that blood offering on the mercy seat of God, where God's presence was. And only he could go in, and he would make an atonement, as the scripture says in Hebrews chapter 9, for the people of Israel and for himself. This was the ministry of the high priest that he would do in making intercession for the people of Israel. When Jesus died on the cross, these ceremonies were finished. And we have a great high priest today. And so the message tonight is Jesus Christ, our great high priest. Our high priest is Jesus Christ. As we read in verse 14, the writer says, we have a great high priest. Who is he? He's the Son of God. And where is he? He's at God's right hand. Jesus Christ offered his life as a sacrifice for our sin on the cross. The songwriter said, oh, the old rugged cross, so despised by the world, has a wondrous attraction for me. For the dear Lamb of God left his glory above to bear it to dark Calvary. We rest in Christ's finished work on the cross, his resurrection power, and his eternal kingship. Now he's at the holiest place. Why? Why is he there at the right hand of the Father? He's there for you and I. For the sinner, he can be accepted by God. For the child of God, he is always accepted. Always? Yes, always. Because Jesus Christ is our great high priest. We are accepted by God, who becomes our heavenly Father. In Christ, we have acceptance to the heavenly Father and to the Holy of Holies, where we can go. So our high priest is Jesus Christ. And our high priest, his ministry is making intercession for you and I. When Jesus Christ lived on earth for over 33 years, he was a man who slept, he ate, he walked, he smiled, he cried, he got angry. He had all the feelings as you and I have. He knows the temptations and the weakness of the flesh, but without sin. Jesus Christ, our high priest, is not untouchable with our weaknesses. That He knows our most inner being. He knows it all. Because He came and lived a life as a human being, as a man here on earth. And so our high priest, He's there for us, for you and I. Jesus Christ makes intercession. You know, intercession just simply means an act of intervening. It's such as a person that is in court and he goes before a judge and he has a lawyer. And this lawyer knows how things go in the court. And he knows how to confront the judge and bring to bring what he needed to tell to the judge as the client cannot bring forth his case. I'm nervous, folks. I don't know why. This is my home church, but that's okay. I'll just keep going. But the lawyer makes intercession. And you know, Jesus does the same thing. You know, He makes intercession for us. He goes before God and He tells us and tells the Heavenly Father the case, the situation in His child's life, and He tells him, this is what it is. Will you help him? Will you hear his prayer? Will you come to him, Father? This is the ministry of intercession. The late Charles Spurgeon, the great preacher of England, said, as Jesus Christ is in heaven, and all his beauty, and all his glory, and all the saints of God are praising him, he does not have a deaf ear, nor regard the prayers of his children in the glooms of the earth. Wow, what a painted picture. Isn't that beautiful? As Christ is in heaven and all the splendors of glory, his ear is not deaf to us down here. As we were praying, he heard our prayers. He hears our pleas. Wow. Take that truth home. Put it in your heart tonight. Go home tonight and put it in the devil's face and tell him, my Savior, my great high priest is making intercession for me. Our prayers for others or for ourselves are heard because Christ makes intercession. Just this past Monday, I was making different phone calls and trying to get things situated before we head back to Mexico. And so I called Dr. Barber. I needed a letter that he needed. I needed something for him to write so I can send to different churches, such as I asked Pastor Weaver to do. And he said, that's fine, Darren. I'll do that for you. And I said, okay, thank you. And I was... then one of the folks I've been trying to call half of the day or almost all day, it seemed like it, he called me and it had to do with a Medishare health plan of some sort. And so this man's asked me all these questions and he's going, just talking and talking. And I'm, yes, uh-huh. And then, Dr. Barber calls back. He called back to the house and my niece came in and said, Uncle Darren, Dr. Barber's on the phone. And I was like, tell him I'll call him back. And I was just talking away and then all of a sudden it just dawned on me. I can't believe I just told Dr. Barber I'd call him back. I put him on hold. And I was just waiting for this man just to be quiet so I could call Dr. Barber back. I couldn't believe I did that. And finally, I got off the phone and I called Dr. Barber. Dr. Barber, I'm sorry I put you on hold. I was trying to get... He said, that's okay. Don't worry about it. He kind of laughed and he said, that's okay, son. I felt much better. But I said that just to say this. You know, when we call the Lord Jesus, he doesn't put us on hold. He doesn't put us on, I'll get back to you later. He talks to us right then and there. Jesus makes intercession for you and me. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, he's there. And Christ is praying for us. You know, the day we got saved, we prayed and asked God to save us. Why? Because Jesus Christ was there making intercession for us. And as children of God, we pray to ask for things, for help, or for thanksgiving. Because Jesus Christ is making intercession for you and I. You know, we can make intercession for folks in the church. We can make intercession for the missionaries on the home field. We can pray and ask God to do what we cannot do, humanly speaking. Allow Him to do such a work. Thirdly, well, first, our high priest is Jesus Christ. Secondly, our high priest makes intercession for us. And thirdly, our high priest gives an invitation. Let's read verse 15 and 16 of Hebrews chapter 4. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Wow, he gives us an invitation. Jesus Christ, as our high priest, we can come to God's throne. The Old Testament priest would go to the holy place to enter into God's presence. And we too can go to the holy place in God's presence at his throne in heaven. The invitation is, come. That's what he says right here, come. Jesus is a man of an invitation. We see in the gospel account, he says, I'm the water of life, drink. I am the bread of life, take. I am the burden bearer, receive my yoke, for my burden is light. Come, sinner. Come, backsliding child of God. Come, dear one, come. Over and over, he says, come. And maybe he's speaking to your heart tonight. Come. Come to the Sunday school and work for me. Come to the bus ministry and work for me. Come to the choir ministry and work for me. Come. Do you hear his voice? Is he speaking to your heart? Come. Come and serve me. How do we come? Afraid? Shamefully? Timidly? No. The Bible says, come boldly. Come boldly. Boldly, with humbleness in our hearts, we can come boldly before God and talk with him. Jesus Christ, as our high priest, gives us some things. One of those things is grace. In the verse, the Bible says, let's come into the throne of grace. Grace is unmerited favor from God. We receive grace. We don't deserve it, but he gives it to us. Grace. Freely given by God himself. We can have God's grace at his throne. And another thing is mercy. Is when we deserve judgment, but God's mercy forgives us. You need mercy tonight? You need grace? Come to God for his mercy. Sometimes we think, well, if I'm a good Christian for 2 days or a week, you know, then God will accept me as I am, and I can just have a more spiritual walk with him, you know, if I'm just more behaved after a couple of days or a week. No, that's not so. Because God will accept us at the very moment where we are. Why? Because Christ makes intercession for us. God is never happy with our sin, but if we confess, he'll always forgive. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We can go to God for help. The invitation's right here. He says, come. Come to me. Come to my throne. Maybe we need to go to God. Maybe we have a bad attitude. Or maybe we have an unforgiving spirit. Or maybe our thought life is not right. Or maybe we have a lack of faith. Or we're not witnessing to people. Or maybe in our own hearts we need forgiveness. And I just can't ask God to forgive me. He says, come. Or maybe we need God's power. We need God's power. We need God's grace and mercy. You know, our high priest, Jesus Christ, gives an invitation. Jesus Christ, our great high priest, makes us accepted to God. Always. It'll never be broken. It'll never be determinated. No matter how long time keeps going, we'll always be accepted before God because Christ is there. He's there. And he makes intercession for us to our Heavenly Father. And he always gives an invitation to come to him. If you're here tonight and you're not saved, come to Christ and receive him as your Savior. He's still reaching out to the lost. He still wants to save. And Jesus Christ is our great high priest because he's our Savior. And as he's our Savior, he's our great high priest. And And this is truth from God's Word. Will you come to Him for whatever your situation is tonight? Let's stand to our feet for our invitation. Praise God for invitations. You know, it was an invitation when I received to get saved. It was an invitation when I yielded my life to serve the Lord in full-time ministry. It was an invitation that I yielded my life to serve God in the ministry. It was an invitation where I got my heart right with God. It was an invitation when the Spirit spoke to my heart about things in my life. You know, and God wants to give an invitation tonight. And the Holy Spirit wants to speak to our hearts. Lord Jesus, we thank You for Your holy word. We thank You that You are our great high priest and our Savior. And this truth is just the same as it was before time. And it'll be the same in the morning and tomorrow night and the next night and the next year, if that's Your will. Until You come again, You'll always be there making intercession for us. And Lord, as human beings, we need Your intercession. And to serve You, the devil's fighting and he wants to discourage us and he wants us to quit. But Lord, with Your faithful intercession, we have no reason to quit. We have no excuse to turn aside, but just to keep going when the times get tough. And we know the light will shine through and victory will come if we just be faithful. And the glory comes all from You. Speak to the hearts tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.